Okay, so looking at the list here, we have, I'm just starting at the top of the list, Marika, Liz, myself, Ihab, Greg, Martin, James, George, Paul, David, and Rod. Anyone missing from that list? Okay, we might as well start. As I mentioned, I have at most 90 minutes.
Excuse me, Mike Reidenbaum now joining.
Hello, Mike. We're just starting.
Hey, Elri.
Hi. As I mentioned, I have 90 minutes at most because I have to get myself ready for a doctor's appointment. And then I have to go. So we might as well start in. I figured that at this point we have a document that's essentially been completely gone through at least once. We have a reworked 8 and 9 based on our conversations last week that we should make a first pass through today. We also have a contributed section 1510 on the email that didn't make it into the text yet. But I think it'd be good if we have the time to talk through it when we get to 1510, so that, I mean, 510 in the order. But I think I'd like to, unless there's some reason not to, start with, back at the beginning now, most of what we've got there is just quick confirmation that what we did last time is still fine, and then move into talking about 510, talking about any other new text, and then talking about 8 and 9. Does that seem a reasonable approach to people?
Sounds good.
Aubrey, just to point out, the only text that changes is 9. 8 is still in the same state as it was, but there is a note that, you know, that might need work based on the rest of the report, basically.
Okay. So. Well, then. Okay, thank you. In which case, And if I miss something or notice one, or, you know, miss noticing one of the change places, let me know. So, is that our first? Okay, I find our first on page 9.
Page 7.
Oh, okay.
I have some strike-through text that doesn't come up in the
That's
sidebar.
That's right, I didn't see colors. Okay, thank you. Okay, page 7. We crossed out, in how fast flux works in the NB. One of those, again, the working group wishes to emphasize the need for further study and refine operational. Please look to the body of this report for further discussion.
It's strike through above that.
Same one there, right. Oh, no, it's a similar one. Indeed, one of the major conclusions of this working group is the need for further study. We struck both of those, and we have discussions of further studies elsewhere in the document. Is there any objection with deleting those for real? No? Okay, then moving on. Then page 9 is the next.
Yep.
Okay. On page 9, we have some new text. Certain service providers and registrars provide a name resolution service to enable web hosting service for individuals and organizations who are assigned dynamic IP addresses. The DNS entries in these scenarios are typically assigned low TTL values. The IP addresses assigned to individuals and organizations by such providers commonly fall within a single autonomous system number, ASN. This was in there before and just edited last time, correct? Or was this new text as of last time? No, this is the second check for this text.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Any objection with leaving that text in as is?
The only thing that's missing there is there's not really any kind of conclusion to the paragraph, something like, this is another example of potentially legitimate use. So if you look at the preceding paragraph, you'll see it kind of concludes with this is a potential legitimate use, and then we kind of have another description of something, but no real conclusion as to what it is. were to infer from that?
Although it is in a section called Legitimate Uses of Fast Flux.
Granted.
So, anyone object to adding that, or you know?
No, I support that that is also added.
Okay. Any objection to adding that? Okay, great. Okay, the next I have is on page 10. I have some changes. Fast flux networks are robust, is underlined, and then they make it difficult for system administrators. So basically it was a long sentence turned into two sentences with a they referential put in. Any objection to this change? Okay, great. Moving on. Next in section 4, page 11, we have a correction. We have some spelling corrections and whatever, but we get to on line 245, except we'll mark differently, the positions outlined in this document should be considered in agreement by the working group, meaning that there was
Does 248 have a wording problem?
Yes, 238 has a wording problem. Where no agreement, the there seems extraneous. Now, I have one question about this, and that's that it strikes me that in rough consensus, one can have an alternate view and still have most of the group in agreement. And I think we've run into a couple cases where that was the case. So, I think we need to indicate that an alternate view can exist. In other words, I would recommend, and see what people think, changing that one to where no agreement could be reached. The following label has been used to indicate level of support for a certain position. Support. And then, in either the case of agreement or support, there could also be alternate views. Or something like that. Do people accept that?
Sounds good to me.
Any objection? Is that okay with you, Marika? The second sentence I gave was a little awkward, but I'm sure you can make it unawkward.
Yeah, we'll try to figure something out, but I understand what you want to say.
Okay,
so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And then this list of names, I assure everybody's checking out their names, making sure that they're properly reflected.
Aubrey?
Yeah?
This is Martin. Myself and Jose are not on there. I don't know whether for complete mistake, given we joined the working group late, we should or should not be on there, but I'm just...
If you're participating, you should be on there, even if it's with a asterisk saying joined at, or a footnote saying joined at.
Okay.
Okay, make sure that Marika has the proper entry for you.
Okay.
In terms of, constituency / other and affiliation. Okay, thanks. And notice constituency could be individual, so. Okay. Then on page 12, is it? No, page 14. We have cross out and a note. Actually, the whole note is crossed out. Any objection to that being actually crossed out? No? Okay. Okay. Better screen. Okay. Then on page 15, we have some changes at 318 through 321. Under poor quality, who is there support for who is records are fraudulently created, for example, using stolen identities or payment methods? And then there's any objection to that? Okay, then there's 324, 327. Excuse me a second. 324 to 327, there was an addition, which has already been talked about once, but confirming the domain name is one of possibly many domain names under the name of a registrant whose domain administration account has been compromised, and the attacker has altered registration information, in particular DNS information, without authorization. Any objection to that one under the agreement? And, of course, this is under additional characteristics.
Aubrey, this is James.
Yeah?
Just one thought on that. Could we possibly replace registration information, in particular DNS information, with just domain information and leave it at that? Because there could be... I'm just looking at how that reads, and I just thought it could be simplified a little bit.
What do other people think?
No, that makes sense, because DNS information could pertain to an IP address also. Yes, it's an alias attachment to an IP address, but it also reflects, yes, you can take it further and get the, say, Aaron or Ripe record, which has nothing to do with the domain name record.
It could also mean altering who is information and other types of compromised attacks. I just think making it simpler is better than trying to list all of those.
Well, that makes sense. Keep it on the domain name level, because that's mainly what normally is being hacked or defrauded.
Okay, anyone object to making the change? Okay. Moving on. Spelling correction. On page 16, note crossed out completely. Any objection? Okay, confirmed. On page 17, privately operated as opposed to private. Any objection? That's under alternate viewpoint. Okay. Is the person with the alternate viewpoint here to not object? Okay, not. Okay. Free speech, okay. Under 405, there's a discussion on this issue can be found at that and a to-be-provided link.
Yeah, I think someone on the previous call mentioned that there were other discussions on this issue and they were going to send a specific link to it, but I haven't received that, so the
okay.
person who mentioned that could do that, it would be great.
Okay, so I
would
leave that. Excuse me?
That was actually me, Joe, and I went ahead and looked, and I actually think that was probably the primary discussion.
Okay, so I should just take out and, so just leave it at that one.
Yeah.
I think I'd pull out the to be provided.
Okay. Well, in the end, also. Okay, then there's, so that's accepted with the change. Alternate viewpoints. There's several alternate viewpoints listed under here. Any objection to that as stated? Confirming that? Okay, moving on. We have a sentence, a grammar correction at 4:30. On page 18, I don't assume there's any issue, although it is some in the working group as opposed to the working group. Any issue? Okay. We get down page 19. Change been discussed before, looking for confirmation. The working group does not suggest that mitigating fast flux attacks would eliminate the need for other anti-abuse or law enforcement work, nor do we intend to exaggerate the benefits of this attack technique to would-be malefactors by calling detailed attention to specific harms. Rather, we call attention to these attacks in a markedly strong manner to emphasize that fast flux attacks have considerable influence in the duration and efficacy of harmful activities. I remember we talked about this a bunch at the last meeting. Any objection? That wording, or is that wording now comfortable with everyone? Or is everyone comfortable with that wording? Would probably be a better sense. Okay.
From here, Ari,
yeah.
Mike. I got just a question about alternative views, reading the one at 449. I'm just wondering, should we identify who or at least how many people held that view in the group?
I don't know that it's necessary. I think as long as one person held it, I tend to think it's adequate.
Well, I don't suggest that it should not be there. I just suggest that, you know, sometimes alternative views might be supported by five people, sometimes they might be supported by one, and that might, you know,
well, I think once we get to five people, we're in supported territory.
I see. Okay. Well, all right.
Right. So I think when we're talking about alternative views, we're talking about ones and twos.
Okay.
By and large. And at this point, while it might be an idea to talk about in future methodologies to always list the names of the alternative views, and then we'd have to consider, do we list the names of everyone who is in support and not support? And then it really gets very messy.
Yeah, it certainly adds a lot of text.
And a lot of tracking, and basically it would all be in footnotes. And
yep.
In another
right.
place where I play Secretariat, I do that, and the footnotes take up half the page sometimes.
Got it. All right.
Okay. Next one, 470. We promote it from note to regular text, and there were changes. The working group offers the following initial working answers to the charter questions, but would like to emphasize that continued work is required in the following areas. And that was the discussed compromise to the difficulty of the charter questions, whether we have full answers or whatever, that they're working answers that, of course, can change over time with new information, new analysis, new whatever. So is that acceptable? Good. Okay. The next change. I see. I really like the way this document's starting to look. I don't know how other people feel.
It's getting long.
Oh, yeah, it's long. and the council will have to deal with reading it all. Okay, the next I found, and the constituencies and everyone else. Page 24. I've got 637. Was there anything before that I missed? Okay, there's a note. Targeting an IP address, which replaced dotted quad, rather than a fully qualified domain name, FQDN. So this was basically clarification changes.
Handling the IPv6 case.
That's right. That's right. There may be problems there someday. Okay, any issues? I accidentally show my attitude about IP too often. Okay, 5.4, which is page 25, down at the bottom. We have actual new text. And we have something that says agreement support alternative view to be decided. And then this was contributed text that I guess has been on the list, but this is the first time it shows up in the document. So we should probably talk through this. and decide, first of all, whether we have agreement or support within this group on it. Whatever we decide today, this text will be something that we come back to again one more time at least.
Just to note, there has indeed been discussion already on the list about this,
yeah.
And I think some changes made to it, so my presumption is more a decision between agreement and support than an alternative view, because I think there were already...
Yeah, that was my impression also.
...sufficient number of people involved in it to you know, upgrade it to support at least.
Can we have just a little background, who wrote this text and who suggested edits to it, please?
I think, Dave, you were spearheading this, no? Can you maybe clarify who else was involved?
Yes, I wrote it, and I believe Joe and Greg and Paul Diaz. I'm trying to remember who the other person is. There was at least one more person who had a chance to review it.
Okay.
And then it was on the list, so we all had a chance.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, he was asking for the origin,
I
wrote, and then there were a number of people who fine-tuned it before it went to the list.
Yes, thanks.
Has there been any data on FastFlex domains by registrar? Like, is there any evidence that they tend to be at certain registrars? Because, for example, there's that ESP domains that's been recently suspended, or and there's been talk, you know, that there was some criminal involvement, although it's totally unclear given a lot of the data hasn't been shared with the public. Is there any, like, private research data from Nujan or some of the other people that link FastFlex to certain registrars?
Are you asking me, or are you asking generally?
Generally, like, it says the work group has no hard evidence. Like, does that evidence actually exist anywhere? That
Are you saying for example, scammers would target a registrar to initiate a FastFlex attack, or through a registrar to launch such attack?
No, I mean, maybe they kind of congregate at certain registrars that turn a blind eye to the practice.
Yeah.
That would still be different than intentionally facilitating, wouldn't it?
Yes. The only way a registrar would intentionally facilitate would be on a double flux attack, which involves changes to the name server records into the register. And double flux seems to be more rare than single flux right now anyway.
But we've seen it.
Right? And then there would be... Conscious assent on the registrar's part. I just don't know if we know anything about that kind of thing.
Really? What about the? Aren't there registrars that advertise themselves as, you know, bulletproof hosting? Or maybe not registrars, but they're resellers anyway.
Yes, there are.
There are. Although that brings up an interesting topic, because hosting services have nothing to do with ICANN. We're talking about registration services in the ICANN context.
He was saying bulletproof domain name creation, not just bulletproof hosting.
Yeah, absolutely. There's registrars that advertise themselves as, you know, bulletproof, basically. I consider some of them to be intentionally facilitating, and I think that there are several members of the working group that do have that sort of evidence. But if I'm wrong, you know, let me know.
I would say that the evidence is out there. It's not well qualified, other than the Nujan report, which had listed the top 10 registrars for those kinds of domains.
Sounds almost like an alternative view that, while if I'm hearing correctly, that there is support, that there's no hard evidence in terms of, like, the kind of evidence one would take to a court and say, here, see, evidence, but that some believe there's an alternative view, that some believe, and it may be support as opposed to alternative view, that there's anecdotal evidence.
Right, anecdotal evidence.
That there's anecdotal evidence that some registrars may be intentionally facilitating. And this is one of those cases where, even if there's agreement that there's no hard evidence, an alternative view, which would be consistent with acknowledging that the evidence is not hard, but still saying, you know, anecdotally, we think... You know, and then there's either alternative view or there's support for that.
Bobby?
Yeah?
I'll tell you why I worded it the way I did. I wasn't comfortable putting an allegation in, even as thinly veiled as we just suggested, because I didn't really think we wanted to open up... That rat hole at this point, and I didn't want to pull away the focus from what we've accomplished by having some people feel like, you know, like we were putting all the blame on registrars,
right,
and resellers. So I didn't go there. If people feel that it's appropriate, that's fine. I just didn't feel it was the right thing to do at this point.
I understand that, and I think that you're probably quite right in the writing of, you know, the rough consensus, or at least the support statement. But if there are people in the group that do have the alternative view and believe that there's anecdotal, it seems like it is not inappropriate to list it.
Another source of data might be the Whois Data Problem Reporting Service, whether they classify FastFlex as one of the reasons, or that people report on a certain domain.
That's not something that's explicitly captured on that, unfortunately, but it would be an excellent recommendation, I think, to encourage the ability to tag something like that as part of the process.
Right.
Audrey, this is James. Can I get in the queue?
Yeah. I think at the moment people have just been talking. The queue hasn't been unruly, so I haven't had to keep one. But go ahead.
I support Dave's original language, and if we are going to strengthen that and or put an alternate view, may I recommend that we have some sort of data, since we're talking about collecting additional data sets as well later on in the document, that we put together some data that supports that beyond anecdotal support.
Can I? This is Martin. Can I just interject something? So we've been doing some work on looking at flux and domains and their association with certain registrars. I don't have the sort of current results to hand. We haven't looked or sort of focused on whether or not we think there's any kind of hard evidence about deliberate support of fluxing networks from registrars, but there is some ongoing work at Karmasphere on this. And then I just want to come back to one other point that was made about double flux. We think there's more double flux out there than we certainly first saw when we got into this space. Again, I don't have the specific numbers right now, but somebody made a comment about there being little double flux. I think there's more double flux out there than many of us realize.
This is Ihab Frame. I just want to interject here. Deliberate, by the way, we deal with this on a daily basis, and we do shutdowns across the world, and I deal with fast flux networks practically, I would say, daily. And what we saw, and we did do thorough investigations for our customers, that is, we didn't see any deliberate or intentional actions being done by registrars. What I can summarize it, I would say it under one word, pure negligence is what I would classify these registrars as. They allow it to make it, or they make it so easy, they don't investigate enough, they don't collect the right information, etc., to allow such registrations to take place. And they don't allow, of course, I don't think they do it from what we have seen deliberately. As for the single flux, double flux, we see a lot of both. And in fact, there are newer tactics than single and double flux now that have been interjected into the mainstream of how things are being done nowadays.
Are those newer techniques documented in this document, or is it too sensitive to publicize?
It's a bit too sensitive to publicize due to the fact it will expose a couple of our customers. But the tactic is
this call is being recorded, by the way, so you don't want to necessarily...
Yeah, I'd rather not go there, because it may not be utilized again, and we're hoping that this will not be a mass attack against FIs out there.
This is James again, and if we're going to continue down this track, can I recommend that we insert a paragraph describing those types or groups of registrars that are hostile or viewed as unfriendly to fast flux attacks, that those folks that do have their house in order, and you know, I'm just not comfortable presenting just one side of this picture.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it sounds to me like there is an alternative view that needs to be expressed. Now, whether that alternative view is one or two people, or it's a supported alternative view, a supported view, it's hard to tell yet. But until that text is written, so I would recommend that those of you that have an alternative view work together. I mean, I think, if I'm hearing correctly, I don't think that there's dispute on hard evidence. But I do think there's a question on what goes beyond hard evidence. And I think that statement is one of those that probably calls for more data and more research to determine whether there is any hard evidence on these things or whether they are indeed the case.
On line 1027, we actually say publish summaries of unique complaint volumes by registrar, so that is perhaps
right.
Already covering that base.
Right, but you might want to just point to it at this point.
Right.
But anyway, so I would recommend that those of you that have, because I don't want to try and wordsmith a paragraph you know, live at this point. But sort of accept if and tell me if I get this wrong, accept the paragraph that's there as something for which there is agreement, but that a modifying statement is either an alternative viewpoint or support, and we'll determine that over the next week by what's written and how many people are willing to say, yeah, I support that. Is that a reasonable approach to take to this now? And so this is a paragraph that would flip in as a alternative view or some support, and in the 689 position. I'm already pretty sure that it won't be a full agreement statement.
I agree, Aubrey, and I'd just like to add that if the alternative viewpoint includes, let's say, stronger allegations of registrar involvement, then that may change how I feel about the original wording, and we may want to modify that as well.
Okay. I would caution people that write something that is accusatory to, you know, without hard evidence to make it careful. Is the right word?
Defamatory.
So Ari, I've taken a shot at two sentences. Can I just read them and see if people generally agree with the gist?
Certainly.
It is balanced. Some members of the working group believe there's evidence that at least a few registrars and or their resellers intentionally facilitate FastFlux domain name exploits, particularly DoubleFlux attacks. On the other hand, many registrars take affirmative steps to ensure that they do not facilitate FastFlux exploits.
I would add the adjective anecdotal before evidence as a friendly amendment.
Well, I don't know. My understanding is that people come across these sorts of resellers or registrars fairly regularly that are actually advertising that they.
But that's anecdotal.
That's the beginning of anecdotal.
It's somebody having gone away and measured and determined and investigated that turns it from anecdotal to hard evidence.
I do think people have done that investigation. Now, whether or not they are in this working group is an issue, and maybe we need to talk to some other folks. But I thought.
How about there is at least anecdotal evidence? And so it leaves open the possibility that there is.
All right, like that?
Will the friendly amendment of anecdotal accept at least anecdotal?
So, you know, we don't have to wordsmith this now. I'll send it around to the list for comments, but, you know, I don't know.
And we'll determine whether this is alternative view or some support, though I'm getting the indication that it's support. But we'll tell by the discussion that goes on.
Now, we'll make sure we point out there's a spectrum here where we have everything from, say, the worst of the worst of best domains down to simple incompetence or lack of attention. I think that's the
right.
That might be
a good middle sentence to add. In many cases, this may not be intentional, but just negligence. And I also would wonder and question if you're saying, and I'm not stating an opinion, whether in the last sentence it's many or most. But those are things that you all can discuss.
Yeah. I truly believe that based on the registrars we have been working with across the world, specifically on FastFlux networks, it needs to be, or part of the FastFlux network attack that needs to be disabled. In 99% of the case, we have seen either pure negligence and bad practices within the registrar to verify the identity of the people who had registered these domains. We haven't seen yet one case where the registrar was attempting or contributing to an actual attack against any of the FIs or non-FIs out there.
Some folks would argue that willful ignorance, though, does facilitate.
Right, yeah, and then we get into all the negations of the law of, criminal negligence versus negligence versus...
Right,
yeah.
Well, what about the registrar, I think, is that Jose or Martin, I'm not sure who's talking, but what about the registrar that, facilitated rockfish attacks, people would call him, and they wouldn't do anything.
Right, but
I think that was mainly in just not paying attention, but I think in the case of the S domain, there may have been some willful ignoring of the problem.
What was the phrase that Greg used, willful negligence? Was that Greg, or was that, I can't remember, but it seems that that's an appropriate term.
Actually, I like the term. I like it a lot, willful negligence.
Usually doesn't really make sense, but willful ignorance does make sense. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Turning willful blind eye to that?
I mean, willful negligence is literally an oxymoron.
Well, but gross negligence wouldn't be.
That's true. Gross negligence is probably willful ignorance.
Okay, we're getting to the point of wordsmithing. I suggest that people who want to work on this work on. I think we've gotten a certain idea of what the container looks like.
Okay.
For a statement that you'd probably have support for. I don't know if you'd make it all the way to agreement, but you'd probably have support for.
Okay. I'll send that out to the list shortly.
Okay, thanks. Any other issues in the known attacks, some of the known attack vectors listing? Are people comfortable with that as stated? It goes on to say the list is not exhaustive. And then goes on, you know, registrars are directly involved in assisting customers in production networks for self-beneficial purposes. So that's a paragraph on that. Some registrars are aware of a range of attacks that can be permeated against registrars and customers and take proactive measures. So it talks about the ones that try. Talks about the various things they can do to try, which is really good, especially if there's some not willful negligence out there, but just, you know, try not to do, to attribute to malice what is just ignorance. But so it's good to talk about things that can be done. So any other issues or objections through 761? We'll come back to it one more time after, you know, and next time we'll also talk about the new paragraph that's been suggested. Okay, if not, moving on. Starting at 763, a 5.5 section, how are registrants affected by fast flux hosting? Again, we're in the, is this agreement support or alternative view? And by the way, on the previous section, I wouldn't change the agreement support or alternative view line just yet. We can do that next time. Although I'm getting the impression that we have close to agreement with the supported extra statement, but let's see how it goes next time. So on this one, any issues on 765 through 784? Is everyone comfortable with that as it stands? Again, we'll come back to it again. Okay, I'll move on. Next change I see. And by the way, thank you for the people that contributed the text and worked on learning it during the interim period. 857 on page 31, is it? Grammars do not actually replicated, the sentence is still awkward. Spammers do not actually replicate, I guess it would be, drop the D. Is that correct?
No, it is correct.
Okay. And then there's a note later, insert suitable illustration here showing reverse proxy setup here. We either need to insert the suitable illustration or we need to remove the note.
I think I may have actually found one. Did people have a chance to look at that Thorsten presentation I mentioned the other day?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Because he's actually got a couple of illustrations in there that are pretty good. I don't know if he'd agree to going ahead and having them included, but if so, that would take care of that one.
Yeah, or just link to the document with a page reference.
That's probably, especially since somebody commented on the length of the paper.
Yeah, I did.
It might be just a good put a, you know, illustrations showing reverse proxy setup can be found here, and then give a URL. If people are willing, are you willing to do it that way as opposed to trying to get permission to include a picture?
if that's to me, I'm certainly flexible about that.
Anyone else have an opinion? Do a URL? Pointer? That could even be a footnote. Okay, so for now I think we can operate on the thing that we'll put in a URL there. Okay, moving on. Exchange IC. We got some line fix ups around 990. We have a deletion, saying we did not reach consensus. Deleting that, then having it start with this section summarizes ideas, solutions that were discussed, wishes to emphasize that fast flux needs better definition and more research. These ideas are presented here as a draft. Record incremental progress. Are people comfortable with that set of changes? Okay.
Avery, this is Marika. I don't know if I just missed it, but did we cover section 5.5, which was also highlighted in blue and followed the section we just had a long discussion about?
Yeah, we did.
But we just went through, okay.
And
then I
asked if anybody had any issues, corrections, or comments. And no,
so I can list that as agreement? There are no comments?
Any objection to listing it as agreement? I didn't ask the question. Thank you for coming back to the question. Any problem with listing this as agreement at 5.5.763 on page 28? I hear no objection. As I say, it'll still be marked, so we'll come back to it one more time.
Yeah, I'll just remove the highlighting.
Right. Okay, thanks. Thanks for taking us back there. Okay, now where was I? It's 997. Okay, next I find is 1064. We have, again, agreement, support, alternative view. Stronger registrant verification procedures. Then there's a note that is highlighted. The working group did not answer the following chart of questions due to lack of robust technical process and definition of fast flux, reliable techniques, reliable information, again, an assessment of need, and a definition of requirements or designs for proposed solutions. Any objection to that bullet? Okay, then moving to 5.8.
So for 1066, is there agreement, support, or?
Well, the agreement and support is the whole section here, is it not, or is it just that?
I think it was just for line 1066.
No, it's just for that one bullet.
Oh, that
for
one
the rest
bullet.
Of the
okay.
section, we initially said that the comment is at the end, basically the
okay.
further work would be needed on these sections to see if
right.
we could come more than just to support, and like 5.10, we're working on the text. But the blue part and the agreement is just for that bullet
okay.
point. That was,
so is there agreement on that? Is there any objection to agreement on that?
There was discussion on the list on this, and I asked people to provide further wording if they wanted to, but nothing further has come up. So this is, I think, the original proposal by George, no?
Right. Any objection? Calling it agreement? You can always come back to it, but if there's no objection. In fact, we will come back to it at least once. Okay, thank you.
Great.
Is there acceptance of the note at 1068 through 1075?
I'm not a huge fan of that note, I gotta say.
Note 1068? That should.
Is that
I thought we were eliminating
or deleting
all of these notes.
Yeah, I thought those were gone.
Yeah, well, this one doesn't have the scratch out, so I wasn't quite sure what our.
Yeah, I think we left it like that because we were still working on 5.10, and I think there was as well before discussion on whether 5.8 and 5.9 would need a bit more work to actually get to an agreement, if possible, instead of now having just a support. So
but
I think it was a bit left like this.
Okay, do people
okay.
are people
okay.
in favor of lining it through, and then we'll confirm next time that we want to delete it?
I think there are a couple of sub-bullets that are relevant to this one, which would be the last to an assessment of need and definition of requirements. What we're really talking about is stronger registrant verification procedures. It's a big area, and you're talking about possibly.
But I thought this was relating to 5.8 and
5.9.
Yeah,
5.8
and 5.10.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought where you were getting at, though, Greg, is maybe 1074 and 1075, those should probably get captured in the possible solutions or next steps section, right?
Yeah, that would seem to be where they would belong.
Yeah, that would work.
But the rest of it, 1068 to 1073, we're past that, I think.
Okay, so line it through, and we'll confirm the deletion at the next meeting. Okay. On 5.8, we now have a support level statement. Any issue with that? Are there any alternative views that need to be also attached? Or is it fine just as a support statement? Okay, and leave it as support with no alternative. Under 5.9, have new text that there's support. I have a question going back to 5.8. If there's support and there's no alternative views, are we at agreement or are we just have discomfort that doesn't have a specific viewpoint?
Yeah, I was going to ask
the latter.
Who supported this, actually? I thought this was old language from the note, and this is basically just copying the note that we just talked about.
It is indeed legacy language from the former chair.
Right. But we don't have anything else in 5.8 yet, do we?
I think it's a good note.
Right. I mean, if we're not answering it, and I guess it would be support because some people felt we should answer it. Or is there agreement on this language? No, I guess there's not agreement on this language. So, as someone said, it was the latter, just general discomfort with.
I mean, I think because there is reliable information already on scope and penetration of FastBlock networks, and there is reliable information as to the financial and non-financial impact of these networks. There are also reliable techniques to detect FastBlock networks, while at least minimizing the possibility of false positives. I know, you know, you're never going to completely avoid them.
So it sounds like you've got an alternative view that you would like to get put in there.
I think it's hopefully more than an alternative view that would be agreed, but
but if you write it up as starting an alternative view, then see what level of support there is. But at least at the moment, it seems like there's something you would like to see added.
All right, I'm adding it to this email.
Okay, and that would be an alternative view, and then we'll see if there's stronger support.
Mike, can I maybe ask you to make it a separate email so people can respond to the specific languages so we don't get everything into one email?
That's,
make it a bit easier?
That's fair, sure.
My goal is not to get a complete consensus here on agreement on everything, but to make sure that we have an accurate snapshot of the viewpoints that people are trying to express.
I think that language is consistent with line 994, where we said the work group wishes to emphasize that FastFlux needs better definition and
right.
more research. We shouldn't just necessarily trash all that language. It's still consistent with that language.
Yeah, I think what we're looking for is a better reason as to why we're punting on this particular question rather than...
I think that's right.
Aubrey, this is Dave.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Greg a question. Did you help prepare the registry constituency statement?
No.
Is Greg not on?
I think he wrote it, though. Pretty sure.
I haven't read it recently, but it seems to me that there were a number of points made in the constituency statement from the registries that are very relevant to this section. Perhaps we should, we could take a look at that and see if there's something that we agree to and include in this section, just flesh it out.
Thing is, answers to 5.8 and 5.9 directly go to things in the previous sections that we don't agree on? Or that...
Not sure what you meant.
There was a section on how we didn't reach a consensus on what the solutions are, but here's the ones that were discussed.
Right.
So 5.8 is saying, you know, how do these solutions impact things? And we didn't, I guess, agree on all the solutions to begin with. So,
right, but we could have support for various positions, or we could have alternative views on various positions. They're saying get those things captured. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to say that there's agreement where there isn't, but if there are statements that are relevant in terms of alternative views or support, they probably should be captured. And then I'm not even saying that we should take out this statement that is supported. You know, if there's support for should be deferred, you know, until that, then that. If that ends up an alternative view or it ends up an agreement, then we can upgrade it. So I'm not suggesting that we remove that, since there are people that believe that that's the correct statement for this point.
Do people agree with just a basic statement like this? Answering this question should be deferred until constituency statements and public comments have been reviewed. There's been an assessment of need for proposed solutions, and the requirements for further work have been defined.
What we could do is we could have a table, because we basically take the items in 5.7, like the active engagement and information sharing, and list the pros and cons of each one. Like, is that one way of handling 5.8? Positive and negative impact of establishing each of those.
We would probably have levels of support inside each one of those answers.
Right.
I just don't think we're at the point of really analyzing this yet, because we haven't really discussed all of the various possible restrictions or practices.
Basically, because we didn't reach consensus or endorse any of them, should we go through and say what the pros and cons of each one are? Like, is that the way of handling it? Or? Starting at line 1044, like, those are that's the enumeration of the active engagement one.
Oh dear. I don't know that I look to do it that way.
I think we should leave that up to it until we have public comments and constituency statements, and then we aggregate those and put them in there.
What I think at the moment you've got is basically you might want to reword the support statement a little in terms of saying, you know, the next round of constituency statements, as it were, because there have been some. You may want to add yet another alternative view and support that supports some of these things or explains it. But I don't know that you want to go table building and a line by line discussion of the others. So, do people want to contribute some other statements? I know Mike does. And see if there's support or whether it's just an alternative view. I'll assume people will contribute statements and we'll get back to them next time. Because Mike already said he was going to contribute one.
Yep.
We have the same exact question with 5.9. So I expect that the same answer would be, is that correct? That if somebody has either an edit to the support statement that's there to update it, or that the statement is still generally supported, but not everyone's comfortable with it.
Yeah, okay.
There may be some edits, and there may be an alternative statement that's either an alternative view or a supported statement that someone will contribute. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that they should have the same answer, basically.
Right. Okay, then I'll jump to 5.10. R10, just to give a quick discussion to what's on the list, so that maybe we can, if people are willing, have a little bit of discussion to see how people feel about this, or are people ready to see this go in? This was a statement sent by Rod, who was a little late for getting it into the 510. Have people had a chance to read it? Or should it just be cut in and next time we'll discuss it?
Yeah, that's probably the better approach.
I agree.
Okay, then, Marisa, just please cut it in as a change, and we'll get to it next time. Okay.
Just to note, if anyone has any comments they first want to share on the list, I'll probably send out the next update like I did now, like either Wednesday or Thursday. So if in the meantime
people
still want to discuss the list, it's no problem.
It's probably good to give people your deadline for new language.
Yeah.
With all
Wednesday close of business, so I can send it out on Thursday or post on the
Wednesday
wiki Thursday
close
morning.
Wednesday close of business, LA?
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime Wednesday. So then I finish it up on Thursday for posting it.
Thursday morning is not good enough, which I found out.
No, it was as well to give people an opportunity to already discuss the text on the list, so if there are changes, we can actually put a text here in the paper that is already towards agreement, and instead of having reworking it in the document, which is more complicated. So that's one of the reasons as well, not only just because it was Thursday.
Martin had a comment on that he'd sent around. I think that it's very relevant, so we should.
Yeah.
Martin, if you want to expand on that, we can cut that up here.
Yeah, I don't know if people saw that on the list. I'm happy to continue the conversation on the list, or if you use a few minutes here, whichever makes most sense.
Probably the list, I think.
Yeah, since we didn't discuss the main one, we probably should continue it on the list.
Okay.
Okay. Where did I put it?
Is anyone leaving as we reach 12 o'clock or the top of the hour?
Yeah, I can give it another half hour if most of you can.
Me too.
Okay. Six. So on page 39, first paragraph was lined out. Any problem with deleting it for real?
Just average to point out, this was a section that we basically said we would leave until the end, until we reach the end of the document or we're almost to the final initial report, to give some of the constituencies some time to see if they can come up, get agreement on the statements, because I don't know if you remember, I think it was Greg who didn't agree with taking this out, and I think then we said maybe we should leave it for a bit and...
Well, we're getting pretty close to the end now, I hope.
So now I guess it's a question, because I think the... statements submitted by the registrars or the individual registrars, whether they managed to get agreement on this text or not. So I don't know. I think Paul is on the call. I don't know if he had a chance to follow up on that yet.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
honestly,
so we'll
because,
skip over.
I didn't realize how close to the end we were. I didn't want to reach out to folks until we were sure that we were pretty solid on the language.
I think we're getting close, but okay, we can push it off to the next meeting and skip over it again. Although I'll keep coming back to it every time in order. Try and get it dealt with. Okay, in seven, challenges. Was that note at the beginning of challenges something we were leaving? That's not a bad note. But I don't know.
I think this is a chapter as well that we basically didn't touch until the rest of the report had a more final shape, and I think some people in the past commented whether this was still needed, seeing that progress has been made, or so I don't know if that needs...
I'd like to get an answer on that fairly soon. I think while we're still arguing over or discussing certain language, I think we're pretty close to an end game on this document at this point. So I'd like to start, and if people aren't ready this time, we can come back to it next time. But I'd really like to get this section taken care of.
I think you sort of alluded to one correct option for it, which might be to go ahead and delete that section, because as you say, there's a lot of things that have occurred since it was originally written.
Okay. How do people feel about deleting seven challenges as it currently stands? Is anybody vehemently against it?
All of
anybody against it at all?
all of seven or just the first five lines?
Well, there's certainly the note, but I have a feeling people were talking about the section.
I don't mind.
I think the whole section should go.
Anyone else?
I think it should stay in.
Okay.
Who is that?
Are there parts of it that, okay, so we have at least one person that wants to keep it in.
If we do keep it in, I'd like to remove line 1230 to 1231. I don't think the affiliate abuse funnel got a lot of attention, and I think a lot of people disagree with it.
But it really does have a model approach to going ahead and dealing with the fast flux issue. I mean, it's not very long, it's not very complicated, but it really does kind of just, you know, come right to the point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was a horrendous document. Personally, I vehemently opposed it. And of course, I can fast-track it, so...
So you did, George, but most people supported it, and, you know, it certainly is information that ought to be in the report.
It sounds like we have an alternate view.
Yeah, we have an alternate view.
Right, yeah. And so.
So the thing about, if you read the affiliate abuse thing, it basically left it entirely at the prerogative of the registry operator to delete the domain. And, you know, to lack of due process, I think, if certain other people are on this call, they'd say the same thing.
So it sounds to me like we actually gain more by leaving it in and by including
alternate view.
The alternate view, which may have be stronger than an alternate view, once we look at you know, everyone speaks up on it. So actually, we probably do have a stronger, you know, as I say, if this document is meant to capture a snapshot of the viewpoints, and if that is really one of the main, you know, main purposes, then we gain more by including it than by deleting it, especially since it, you know, has a certain reality. Okay, so at the moment, we're not quite lining out this. Are we lining out the note, 181 to 185? Was there any objection to taking that out? Talking about the...
Why were we taking it out?
The note.
181 to 185.
1181 to 1185, sorry.
It's just an introduction to the paragraph.
Right, and basically we've taken out most of these fuzzy notes.
I mean, I'm happy as well to just make an introduction and not a note and just have it as normal text.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure we've all had great enthusiasm and dedication. I don't know that we want to identify everything as stumbling blocks that prevented progress on answering charter questions, because we have tackled things. You all have tackled things.
I think that the correct language is encountering a number of challenges, period.
Okay, so
that's good.
Change it from note to paragraph and take out some of the flourish.
Number of challenges, period. That's a good suggestion.
Right.
And then the rest is struck out. And then I guess we need to take a look at A and B and decide if there's agreement or support or alternative view around any of this text, right?
Right. I would suggest that we take that to the list on
yeah.
A and B.
And I would need as well a volunteer to write something about that affiliate abuse funnel request. And for someone who...
Well, yeah, so we need a positive, and we already have, I think, a volunteer for alternative viewpoint who may also want to work with some of the other folks around here to produce that. So who would like to help?
I mean, Marika, really, I think if we could just have the factual information about it put in there and a link to the document and, you know, that it was approved by the ICANN board on XX date, That's what was meant here, I think.
Okay, I can try to find that information and put it in here.
And then George has a different view, I think, and others might share.
Right, and others might share it, so there may be support for it, but it's definitely an alternative view. Just a sec. Had to go and mute to call. Okay, and we'll discuss A and B on the list if people got comments, and next time we can, so if people want to rephrase any of that or put in alternate views on the challenges. interim conclusions? I know we're skipping for the moment. Or are we? Yes. I think we'll come back to that on the next pass. But people should reread interim conclusions and decide, you know, whether they're comfortable with this language or not before our next conversation, so we could decide. And so it's probably also worth discussing on the list. Anyone want to comment on it now? We did have one strikeout, that this section attempts to draw conclusions from a study that can in some respect be characterized having placed the working group in the losing end of a race condition. Simply put, the working group was at a disadvantage, having been assigned the task of studying a moving target. And I guess we already marked that one for deletion. Anyone object to just deleting it? Okay. And then the rest of it, please read through and talk about it during the, on the list in the interim, so that we can get to, you know, what do we need to add to it? I have a feeling that in the inclusion section, we should end up with several variants of statements that have support, statements that are alternative views, because it strikes me as weird that we would have agreement on the conclusions with everything else in between. So it seems a good place to get some of the variety of conclusions listed. So I would suggest people think about wording for some of their interim conclusions. Okay. Nine. We did a bunch of work on in Cairo. We have new text between 1310 and 1315.
Maybe if I can just explain, because what I did is basically try to rework a bit the different possible next steps that were already there, but basically shorten them and include some of the ones that we discussed in Cairo, because I think as most of the people that were there felt was that this chapter would really be a list of ideas with no real, you know, recommendations attached to them yet, but more to get the discussion during the public comment period going. So I think this is how this chapter should be seen, and you know, any changes or anything, how this would be should be reworked would be helpful. And any other ideas that should be added would be appreciated.
Have people read through this?
At line 1313, to review the input that will be received during, because it hasn't been received yet.
No, but it's more for people for during the public comment period when they read this chapter, that the input will be and this chapter will basically be rewritten at that stage. So that was with that in mind.
Right, but basically this is something that will occur in the future.
Yes.
Right. So that's what you meant by will be to review the input received.
Yes.
The is confusing, I understand.
I'll change it to will, to make that clear.
Have people read through it with, I mean, in terms of accepting at least the restructuring of it?
Can I jump in with a comment?
Please.
Now, one concern I have is I'm not sure we have a formal structure proposed for accepting input from folks, hard data. I mean, we keep on hearing about the need to do more than anecdotal stuff, and yet I don't really see us proposing a serious channel whereby people can actually submit data. So if I go ahead and find a Fast Flux host, how do I communicate that to the group to provide data to help the process?
Wouldn't they send it to the mailing list?
But if I do that for thousands of different, you know, domains, I don't think anybody's going to like having that mailing list, you know, come to their mail.
Well, what Dave and Rod and myself had suggested is if there's an aggregated set of data that somebody would like to submit, they can submit it that way, and that's a lot better. We've had a few people do that, like Arbor and I think Richard Clayton at Cambridge and so forth. Onesies and twosies are not useful, but aggregated data to help us understand the scope of the issue, for example, would be really useful.
Well, that'd be you're saying, for example, if you think about the WHOIS data problem reporting service, I think that's really a model for the way that the public can contribute data to an analysis project. And Fish Tank is another example of that sort of thing, and I don't really see us articulating any sort of mechanism of that sort. If we want to proceed without being data-based, that's fine. But otherwise, I think we really should have some mechanism for collecting that data from the public who may comment.
So that sounds like you're suggesting yet another possible step, which is to define a clearinghouse or a method for collecting data to make future analysis more data-based.
Correct.
Okay, so you're suggesting another bullet point, essentially.
Correct.
Okay. Any objection to adding that bullet point?
I'd like to just see the language.
Okay. Can you submit a proposed bullet point?
I will.
Okay, thanks. So back to my question on the restructuring of it. Is there any objection to accepting the restructuring that Marika did so that the next pass we wouldn't see all the struck through stuff, but we would see the recasting of the issues as is done? Okay, then going through them, the first one we had was redefine the issue and scope. How do people feel about that statement as expressed?
I think there might need to be some wordsmithing in there.
Okay, and it does mention the fact finding, which, you know, this is consistent with the other bullet that was just mentioned.
I've left the text of these different recommendations on purpose very hypothetical to really make sure that this is not recommendation by the group, but these are options that could be explored. But, you know, any recommendations there on how to better word it are definitely appreciated.
And then the next one was explore the possibility to involve other stakeholders in the policy development process.
Are we allowed to put back in things that were crossed out? Because, for example, I didn't participate in Cairo, and perhaps others didn't, but I would object to some of the things being removed entirely.
Okay, which one specifically?
Option P2, line 1332 through 34. And...
Okay, so...
Would you like to make that into a separate bullet, or you would make that a subsection of the redefined issue and scope?
I'm not sure.
Well, maybe something you want to think about and then make a suggestion to the list of how you would like to put it in, because, I guess we
the
kind
of
leave them with options.
The strike through is still going to appear, or will the second entirely disappear?
Since this is the first time we've actually seen the strike crews, they probably should appear for one more trip, one more meeting.
I mean, if people are happy to make this a bit clear, I'm happy as well to move all the like blue text underneath each other and leave the strike out text at the end of the section.
Well,
so
it's still there, but we get to see what things are, and then things can be moved up as bullets as people care. Any objection to that? I think it's great.
Because things like 13, like readiness, those are things that I think some people don't want deleted because I don't think necessarily I can with the right place. But.
Okay. So what I would suggest is anyone that doesn't see the bullet there that you want contributes some text to the bullet, but the strikeout will still be there for the next pass. Okay. Just going back. So... We talked a little bit about the first two bullets, the bullet for redefining issue and scope, the bullet for exploring possibility to involve other stakeholders in policy development process, although that is a broader statement than just fast luck, so I don't know if it needs to be tightened at all. It's a general statement that we all accept sort of as the one of the apple pie statements of ICANN.
I can make it in the fast flux policy development process to clarify that it's related to this one. So.
I would recommend that, because otherwise it really is, you know, our general statement of what we're trying to do. And
I'll add fast flux in there.
Okay, explore other means to address the issue instead of a policy development process. That was one of them. Issue with the way that's phrased at the moment.
If anyone has any specific suggestions on that, we should put those in there, too.
Well, one of those may be the one that was related, of course, to the collection of the data clearinghouse or whatever, as I'm calling it. But, yeah, that's always good. Highlight in the report which solutions, recommendations could be tackled by policy development best practices or industry solutions. Now, that's in this report.
Yes, I think that was one of the suggestions made at the meeting in Cairo.
Right, so it would probably, I don't know, it would be that what we're talking about is in a later version of this report.
I think you probably delete the words in the report.
Right, and if we include report, then it's, you know, a later version, because we're not making a recommendation for what we want to do to this initial report. And I think it is actually good to take out in the report there, because then we're asking the constituencies, we're asking the public, we're asking everyone to basically look at that question.
Yeah.
The next one, consider whether registration abuse policy provision could address fast flux by empowering registries registrars to take down a domain name involved in fast flux. That was one of the bullet points. Any issue with the wording as it stands? Okay. So in which case, next time we'll see all the bullets together. We'll see any bullets that anyone recommends added to those. The cross-out text will still be there, but it'll be down at the bottom of the section. Okay, I think that's it for now. Any other issues? I want to talk a little bit about the next meeting. Okay, so we've got a bunch of action items on people that are going to write a bunch of things, send them in, sections that will be discussed on the list. It actually might be good if, Marika, a sort of a list of the things that were marked, like 7, I guess it was A and B, that people were going to read and comment on, that we were going to look at 8 and you know, discuss and comment on in the list and the other stuff, so that there's a reminder to sort of drive the work during the week. In terms of next week's meeting, I'm going to be attending the IETF, and I'm going to be... Central time, what time is the meeting? I just want to make sure that I've got the timing right. So in central time, this meeting happens at 9, right? No, it's 10. What?
Can I ask about Annex 4, the individual statement that was by Michael Connor? Should that be in the document at all? Like, why would we have individual statements and only have one? Like, are we all invited to add our own notes, or should that be in the public comment?
I think anyone is invited. I think that's been sort of a normal on things, that anybody participating in a group can basically add a statement in an appendix.
We still have two other individual statements, one from Christian Curtis and one from Eric Bruno Williams. I want to go back to them once we have the report almost finalized to ask them whether they still want to have their statements included or whether they feel that some of their concerns have already been addressed. So there are two others that might be added as well, and I think anyone else could.
I tried to approach the subject with Eric last week in Cairo. I got a very unhelpful answer, but anyway. okay, no problem with the meeting. I just realized I have to check out of the hotel by noon, but this meeting's at 10 o'clock Central Time, so I should have no problem with it doing 2 hours if necessary. But yes, in terms of statements at the end, in terms of the appendices, whether it's constituencies or other people that have taken the effort to write a coherent statement, they're appended to the end. There's no, you know, judgment of this is appropriate, this is not appropriate, this is, you know, it's just basically there for people to read.
So if Jeff Williams joined this group, we'd have 500
pages. Jeff Williams
pages.
Joined this, although Jeff Williams probably would have difficulty joining the group because we do check for having abused the privilege of being part of groups or lists beforehand.
Okay.
So the groups are open, but basically we always do a check first on that. But even so, a statement attached to an end is a statement attached to an end, and sometimes this stuff is actually quite informative. I find all kinds of URLs and web stuff I never would have read if I hadn't read his messages, and I read them all. Try that sometimes. But anyway, any other issues before we close the meeting today? Okay, I think we're getting close. I'd really like to get as much language in and as much of it closed down as possible so that we can take the next step and get this out to constituencies and to the council.
Very good.
I thank you all for your time, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye.